Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money in the thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Flex the road, sign a check for your
This is stuff Roy Barboza plays.
He just came by shaking his head at us. I don't know if it was because Zoe said he had two guns in his trunk.
Oh, he knows it.
Or because we're playing this song.
No, this song's dope.
All right, let's welcome in from pregame.com. He's with us every week at this time. It's RJ Bell. RJ.
I can't lie, guys. When you started playing that as my intro last year, I looked it up and I thought, oh, wow, this is, I feel kind of cool. I now know this. And then I noticed it's like 10 years old. So,
oh, it's more than that. Oh. I think it's like 20 years old.
Oh, is it 20? Maybe I'm remembering wrong. So my new music is 20 years old.
That's okay.
People still listen to the Beatles. They're like in the 40s or 50s, 60s.
I actually listen to Bob Dylan more than the Beatles. Right.
RJ, you were in Ballers once, so you've got that credibility. You've got that street cred.
I think that lasts 3 years, so it's been a year, so I'm okay for two more years.
Hey, any trends from week one that jump out to you that maybe surprise you?
I think in general, week two is all about not overreacting to week one. I mean, imagine the Red Sox, right? You guys are having a historic year. Let's say you lose a game. Let's say you lose pretty bad, 7-1. Is everyone going to say, oh my gosh, Red Sox are horrible? No, they're going to say in the context of the season, they're great, they had a bad game. Well, last week was one game. So if all you did was bet on the teams that looked horrible in week one and bet against the teams that looked really good, you're probably going to do fairly well in week two. And as we go through these handicaps, it's going to be fading those teams that look mighty good and backing the teams that didn't.
Which means you got to reconsider what early wins mean. Is that right?
I think it's just one game, right? I mean, why would one? Let me ask a question. This sounds kind of metaphysical, but it's practical. What is the difference between one football game and one baseball game?
That's a ton. Huge difference.
What? Only 16 football.
It?
Almost, times 10?
I mean, it's a bigger portion of your season.
Yeah. 16 games versus 162.
But hold on a second. If we're talking about how a win or a loss affects your chance to make the playoffs, I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
But if we're talking about what the meaning of the win or the loss is, what we can learn from it, why is it different?
I get what you're saying. It's only one day, and it's still only 3 hours of a sample of, you know, anyone can have a bad game or a bad day.
Or anyone can have a bad 10 game. Here's what the pros believe, is the 6-10 teams and the 10-6 teams are oftentimes about the same. I mean, we've seen that again and again. Why do you think the NFL has such swings in playoff teams? Because the teams change drastically year to year? They don't. It's because there's a huge element of luck in the NFL.
All right. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. I had them last week, and you told me I was all kinds of square on that. How do we feel about that game with the Redskins this weekend?
So, by the way, when you said all kinds of square, you lost, right?
Yep, I did.
you kind of acted like I was wrong or something.
No. I was all kinds of square. I admit it.
I actually like the Colts, one of my favorite bets of the week. And here's why. If you think about what we talked about with Indy, it was I questioned Andrew Luck's health. I said that in the preseason he did not throw downfield, and he didn't. And I wondered if he could. And the fact of the matter is he could. And Cincinnati looks mighty good now after that Thursday game. And I'll tell you this. Right now is early in the season, you need to look at and reevaluate what wins mean. Because we thought, okay, since he's not all that good, they beat the Colts, that's a sign the Colts aren't all that good. Now, all of a sudden, since he's looking pretty good, now that loss doesn't look so bad. And it was a coin flip loss. Andrew Luck's healthy. And remember, if you would have bet this game last week, and you can bet these games a week ahead, the Skins were favored by 3. Now the Skins are favored by 6 in some spots. Which changed? Well, the Colts lost the coin flip game. Redskins look mighty good. Net-net, should that be a 3-point adjustment? No. Colts, one of my favorite picks, plus 6.
How much things could, not the course of the entire year, but like the Rodgers situation. He goes down, everybody thought he was done for the year. He comes back, lights it up. Now they're playing games. Oh, it's a game time decision. He's going to play in this game. How would you affect the way you look at that Viking-Green Bay spot?
Well, I got to be honest. I'm down on Rodgers. And I know that's a funny time to say it because he had one of those iconic performances in the second half where literally, you know, we all kind of lose sight, and I think we're generally the same age or so, is, okay, you know, I never saw Gale Sayers play, but I remember, you know, the music from NFL films, and that's how icons are created. And I think as the years go by, you're going to look back at Aaron Rodgers, and this will be one of those moments. It does it for him. Doesn't change the fact that this Packers team is certainly not as good as they've been in years past other than Rodgers. And it doesn't change the fact if you look at Rodgers' yards per attempt, he's not near as good as he was a couple of years ago. And I also think the emotional side of being down so big in that game, if you would have bet Green Bay at their low point of that game, you would have gotten 12-1. So they were less than 10% to win that game, came back and won. I think Minnesota is such a physical defense. If Rodgers is a little beat up, and he obviously is, does he get a little bit apprehensive about running where he typically would? So in general, I lean Minnesota. Only thing that stops me, and this is kind of a pro tip, Minnesota's center, they're down to their third string center. And that's a position in the NFL that doesn't get a ton of attention, but the wise guys really value it. And if you look at Minnesota last week, the scoreboard looked good against the 49ers, but the stats actually lean 49ers. So I lean Minnesota here, but I don't love it.
RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, which is the exclusive odds provider to the AP, with us right now. Let's talk about the Falcons, who are back home. They've had sort of a layoff after opening the season on Thursday night. They lost. Red zone was a problem. But you've told us over the last year that some of the guys, some of the sharps in Vegas, they really seem to like betting on the Falcons. Why?
It's all analytics. And the favorite stat of the wise guys, of the readily available, easy to understand stats, is yards per play. And they look at the net number. Every time you snap the ball, how many yards do you gain? Every time the other team snaps the ball, how many yards do you give up? That net number tells you a ton about a team. But you know what it doesn't tell you? How good you are in the red zone. And there's a lot of debate about how much of the red zone is luck. Some, meaning that you know, third down and 4 from the 4, oh, you throw a touchdown, hey, you score 7. One incomplete pass, you score less than half that. 3, boy, that can swing a game, and teams can get lucky or unlucky in those spots. But over a whole season and beyond, you got to wonder, especially when there was a fundamental change of coach with Sarkisian versus a true guru with Shanahan, I think that we're past the point of saying Sarkisian's unlucky in the red zone. I don't think he's up to it schematically. And Mike Lombardi obviously got a ties to Boston. Lombardi has been stressing, you know, Sarkisian is not even a good offensive coordinator in college, in his opinion. I think that's a problem for Atlanta, and I have no desire to bet them here, especially with perhaps their two best defensive players out this week.
Talking with R.J. Bell. R.J., how do you feel about the Patriots this weekend? The latest we saw was -2.5.
-2.5 for whom?
For the Patriots.
Patriots are favored.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That line's been moving.
I had one just an hour ago.
It's all over the place now because it was a pick 'em at one point.
Here's
what I'll say. This is one of those wannabe wise guy plays. And I actually respect wannabe wise guys, as in they're trying to learn to do it the right way. and eventually a lot of them become, you know, really sharp, and that's great. But the wannabe part is, okay, the Jags are really, really good. They've got revenge, and they're at home, and the Patriots are down a little bit. Yeah, and by the way, what I'm seeing market price now is Patriots won. So there might be an exception, but that's the consensus line. I actually like the Pats here. And let me pose the following to you. When two coaches know each other well because they just played in the conference championship, I think the better coach has an edge because he can do more with the extra knowledge than the other guy. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, see, and I do agree with that, but then you see how well they coach, but I guess you got to look who he was coaching against in Pittsburgh. I thought the Jacksonville game plan in that playoff game against Pittsburgh was phenomenal.
Yeah,
and then
but
fourth quarter, they kind of let it go down their leg against New England.
But hasn't Belichick taught us, and again, I believe he's the one genius in coaching, especially on the NFL side. We can debate Saban or not, but I think Belichick is a genius, as good at what he does as the great musicians are, the great painters. I really believe that. And what he's taught us is coaching isn't about can you come up with one game plan or a game plan every three or four games that's really good. Yeah, that might make it where you're an NFL-level guy, but the next level is look at the other team, what do they want to do, and what can we make them do other than that? Play left-handed, as people say. And if anything, I say the Jacksonville offense is one of the more one-dimensional offenses in the league, and I think it's very hard for a one-dimensional offense or defense to do well against Belichick. I actually like the Pats here. One last thing, and I want to ask you guys about this. Everyone's talking about the Pats and the players they lost and all that. Has there been one decision where the Patriots lost somebody since last year that they did not choose to let him go? That if they would have really tried to retain him, that they would have been unable to?
That's a good question.
That's
a very good question.
Maybe Nate Solder, but that was because you were constrained by money, not because of desire.
Right. Exactly. But every team has a finite salary cap. You've got to decide, hey, do you want steak or do you want the better beer? Everyone makes those decisions on a budget. Yeah. So Belichick made the decision to let the left tackle go, right?
Yes.
So really, it's one thing when LeBron leaves the Cavs and the Cavs couldn't do anything about it. Every decision on this Pats team that I can see was a Belichick decision. For any of us, quite frankly, to be judging it is absurd. And I think the O-line and the D-line looked better last week than they did last year.
I did not have you pegged as
Bill
We Trust guy.
Yeah,
that's what we do, RJ. We question everything.
Okay, and again, that's your show, and I love it because I actually am a big fan of the show. But the reality is, there's a great movie. I don't know if you guys, you probably have seen it, Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Great movie. Yes, yes.
It was a chess movie. And at the end, they take the kid out of his lessons because he wants to be a kid. And then a couple weeks later, the teacher is talking to the dad, and he says, "How's Josh?" And the dad says, "Oh, he's playing better than ever." And the teacher looks at him and goes, "How would you know?"
Right.
The theory being, at the highest level, to even judge these things are beyond most people. Now, I'm not going to say it's beyond you guys, but I'll say it's beyond my guys to think Belichick made a mistake.
Do you think he should have played Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl?
Stop it.
You know, you got until we have all the information, how do we know
what information is there? Should he have played or not?
You know what, RJ? That's kind of been my point, too. He might have a damn good reason, but since he won't tell us, then we'll never know.
But by telling you, and again, not to get political, but I think one thing Trump has shown us is the fact that
I also didn't have you pegged as one of these callers that tries to jam in the politics.
No. I think I am a huge fan and aficionado of communication and especially persuasion. And I think and I think Trump has proven some stuff about how you communicate in 2018 or, the modern era. And one of them is the very act of responding to criticism validates the criticism. And I think Belichick has enough equity, he doesn't need to respond to it.
Hmm. Interesting.
I follow. I get what you're saying. RJ Bell, pregame.com on Twitter.
Don't question Trump or Belichick. They are buddies. No. Okay.
Well, RJ, you're a good prognosticator. You got the odds. When's the next hurricane coming since Trump causes them all?
What are the odds that Trump wins re-election? Do you have
since
those handy?
22 years ago.
I do, actually. He is the favorite to be the president in 2020, but he's about 3-1.
Who so else is in the
math,
field?
They're saying 25% chance.
Who else is in the field? Are there any other names in the field in Vegas?
I mean, everyone else is like 20-1 or more, and it's the Cory Bookers and Warren, obviously. So Bernie Sanders, all the usual suspects.
All right. RJ from pregame.com on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Love it, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Good stuff, bud.
And Bill, we trust.
Get out of here, RJ. RJ Bell with us. We got to get
if you're, a better, yeah. He's absolutely right. You don't question it. What has the guy done for you as a better? Betting the Patriots year after,
well.
Year after year against the spread,
right?
If all you did is bet the Patriots with whatever line there was there for years, and we'll have to ask him next week, like, or maybe give him a little research, whatever. Belichick era. If you just take the Patriots every week, where do you stand? It's got to be 60%, doesn't it?
Like if you started out with your $100 and you kept putting it back in, where are you at?
Even more fun. But just, so, you know, what's their hit rate on against the spread?
I can't wait for today's takeaways.
We could probably find that out ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick.
Go look it up.
Classy move, Nicole Wolanski, for coming and bringing the intern food. Sales girl.
What did she actually bring?
I don't know, bro. Something, though.
She responded to the company-wide email with a picture of a Lunchable.
Yes, a Lunchable. For his juice box.
She actually got him a Lunchable?
Good for her.
She didn't buy him a sandwich. She bought him a Lunchable. Sort of a slap in the face. Sort of. A little bit.
It's kind of like when the old cocky intern gave me a gold. Remember?
What gave you who?
A cocky intern from UMass. Remember, he gave me the goldfish and stuff? Swedish fish. I wanted the fish, filet fish.
You know, I gave him half my sandwich. How come the intern isn't in here giving me half of his Lunchable? Give me two of those crackers and a couple of pepperoni slices.
Give you the Snickers inside it.
Give me a slice of this oddly cured ham, if you don't mind. All right, we got more to come, including, as you heard Zoe mention, today's takeaways at 150.
That sandwich that was fired?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back now. Don't wanna misplay. Put on no display. And
come on.
You know, but I know my way.
Hey, we had some Read and React leftovers from earlier. I don't know what these are, but Zoe is insisting that we play them.
Oh, these are good.
So you set it up. You get to it.
Well, first of all, I mean, we put so much into Tom Brady's birthday and the over-adulation for a grown man's birthday.
You don't like grown men birthdays.
The 5,000-pound cake, the 12-foot card that God knows what he did with that. And we were laughing at the card when they whisked it away on a golf cart.
They put it in the dumpster.
Well, Andrew Luck, who looks like he hasn't bathed or shaved in about 4 years, sort of looks like he reminds me of Ed Sheeran, by the way, who is coming to do a concert, I guess, at the stadium. Guess he's playing one night or something here. Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran or Sheering?
Under Sheeran. The bed sheets. Who do you see him play? Stand there and just
Sheeran.
Play guitar.
Ugh. Sheeran.
Couldn't pay me to go to that concert. Hey, he probably could. But Andrew Luck had a birthday yesterday.
And he
was asked about it. Here we go. Let's go down to Indianapolis.
What do I want for my birthday this year? Hi, I was a tough, hard practice for me where I get better and, you know, sharpen the edge of this football team, I guess.
I don't know what I want for my birthday. What do you want for your birthday? Hardy, what would you like? You like to sharpen the edge of your football team?
Can I tell you something about Andrew Luck that probably reflects really well on him as a person?
Sure.
And really terribly on him as a quarterback? He's too nice. He's like a really nice guy.
Good kid.
Hi,
he is.
He's got a deal with bad football players around him. uncertainty with any organization, a whack job owner. Hey, what's up there, Quentin, man? Fired up the block for Andrew.
What's up there, Luck?
Yeah, Luck. Hey, you feeling lucky today, Andrew? Get in the car. I'm driving. I got a package. I got a toolbox in the back seat, man. Fired up.
Hi, what's up?
I got to go make a delivery. Yeah. You want to go with me there, Lucky?
I got your birthday present, pal.
Hey, Quentin, I just got a tracking notice. They accidentally sent my stuff to Boston. Got to go to a radio station, man.
Oh, he's just
that's
such
it.
A,
that's
such,
what you wanted to get to,
he's
Andrew.
Such
Buck?
A caveman. Well, Todd Haley.
Oh, Todd Haley.
Todd Haley was asked some questions in his little press conference where he was available. So
about Josh Gordon starting, not starting, that whole thing.
Yeah. How? Remember
the
Hugh
personnel
Jackson
groups.
Remember Hugh Jackson
packages.
Said,
well, packages.
I was disappointed that he started the game, but a personnel package got him out there. The head coach, we had no clue what the first play of the football game was going to be. Is that unbelievable?
Go ask my coordinators.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is. Todd Haley on Josh Gordon.
You know, with what we're the job we're trying to get done here, I no disrespect, I know you all have a job to do, but the whole starter thing to me is comical because you know, we have so many different personnel packages play in and play out that any one of our 22, 25 guys could be starting on any play, and we're going to continue to play the guys that on each particular play give us the best chance to succeed.
Oh boy, he's more and more the head guy there every day. Like, he's totally right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the guys that give us the best chance to win. How about that? Whether or not the head coach has a clue or not.
He didn't sound I don't care what Hugh says. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean Hugh didn't want to play him, but we got Pittsburgh at home. Everybody's been talking about us. I finally got some talent here. You know what? I'm coming out firing.
Hey, speaking of Haley, did you see that Michael Kendricks got a job?
I did.
Signing with Seattle?
Yep.
What a league. I love it.
A typical Seattle.
Oh, yeah, what? What'd you do?
We'll take you on. Come on.
You, like, gamed the Wall Street? Oh, no, we'll take you. He didn't issue with that.
It's not domestic violence, or it's not like he created any problems with the locker room. He just mismanaged some numbers. Come on in with us.
Come on.
We got a good financial guy.
What the hell's Cleveland doing? They couldn't get over that?
Yeah.
We'll bring you in. Now that we know you're pleading guilty and all, is he going to jail?
Is he working out?
Is he
in jail?
Is he going to jail?
Todd Haley, man. I mean, who would have ever? I would have never thought.
I never thought I would like Todd Haley.
Yeah.
I've come to love Todd Haley.
Todd Haley makes you dislike Hugh Jackson more every day. Like, okay, he gets it. You know, I don't know why he started, man, but I didn't like it. But it was a personnel grouping.
Is he going to jail?
Is he going to jail? All right, let's get to your calls. We got one more segment to do that.
That's it for Friday.
All your football calls and whatever it is you want to talk about, 617-779-0985. We'll get to today's takeaways with the fake promos at 150.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Mets play the first of three tonight. Homestand continuing for the Sox after they took care of the Toronto Blue Jays, sweeping of the three-game set with the 4-3 victory last night. Patriots, meanwhile, continuing to get ready for the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday afternoon. May not be seeing Leonard Fournette. According to Doug Marrone, Fournette did not practice. He's questionable for Sunday, looking more and more like a game-time decision. The NFL week began last night with the Ravens losing to the Bengals in Cincinnati, 34-23. Bruins will play the Flames in China, two games, the first of which happens about 13 hours from now. You'll be able to hear the game, 2:30 a.m. Boston time, right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub headlines. Brought to you by the engagement ring specialist at Long's Jewelers. With custom design services and financing options, Long's Jewelers, how Boston and New England get engaged. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere,
you should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Polly's in debt. Polly.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Looking forward to
Wanted to wish the senator a happy new year. I'm sorry I missed him. First off, the big weekend for me this weekend. Big weekend. Tonight, tomorrow night, you got the Black Crows and Beverly. Tonight, Burgess, come up with Hottie. And tomorrow night at the casino. But big game on Sunday. I can't wait for this one. I'm sure the country's going to be watching. Well, we got a 1 o'clock start on Sunday,
4:25.
Boys.
Nice try.
Is it a 4 o'clock game? They've been
4:25. Yeah.
Great. Well, this is a big one. The whole country is going to be watching this. So, you know, the first place though, I'd line up Gronk in the slot on the left side with Dorsett wide. I'd go Patterson wide on the right side with Coleman in the slot. There's going to be a lot of attention drawn to the left side with Gronkowski and Dorsett. I'd hook Patterson and I'd run Coleman on the flag post. A skinny flag post, right down the seam. He's going for the flag, then go for the post and run right by that safety. And Brady stand back, right in the backfield, for protection, and let it rip. First play from scrimmage.
What do you think, Zoe?
Let's go to Butch. Butch, how you doing?
That's all Zoe.
Good. How you doing?
Good,
today?
Man. What's going on? What play would you run first?
I got a quick question for you, and then I'll hang up and listen for your answer. What do you think about the idea, every 5 years, they take, like, the AFC division, throw all the teams in the hat, and draw them again? Because we know the Patriots have been dominating the division for, like, 19 or better years. And I figured this way it would give more rivalries to us, and we might be able to play Pittsburgh twice a year for 5 years in a row. So are you thinking about that idea, and if you think it would be possible for them to do that?
So he wants to shake up the AFC divisions. Every 5 years.
Both divisions.
You said, all the AFC divisions, you said. Yeah. Throw all the teams in a hat and shake it up. And I don't know what stability that gives you as far as a conference. You know, and you need your divisional opponent.
Well, I just don't understand the point of that.
Right.
What are we doing this for?
He wants, like, more competitive games.
Now, you could...
Like, against Pittsburgh twice a year.
You could go to two divisions within the conference. Right. You could go east and west. And that's, I believe.
Like the SEC does.
Yeah, I believe that idea has been kicked around a little bit where you have really four divisions in football, NFC East West, AFC East West. And then that would probably involve adding more playoff teams.
You know, it really works in the SEC because you have the West and you have the East and you have, three real good powerful teams at the top instead of just one team like Alabama winning a whole damn thing every year. You at least have a shot and you have an SEC championship game, which normally precedes the NCAA title game and gets teams ready for it. It works in the SEC where you never thought it was going to work. I remember when they split the conference and they said, this is never going to work. It's terrible for it. Well, change is good at times.
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that.
Oh, wait a minute.
That too.
Yep. I sort of like the skinny flag post.
Pete's in Rand.
Patterson.
Hey, Pete.
Hey,
hey.
This is my brother, Cordero, and this is my other brother, Cordero. Hey, I'm hoping they get a nice, good, clean shot on... I'm more about the guy that hit Gronk in the head last year. I hope they send, like, Shaq Mason's coming around the side. There that guy is. Nice clean shot. Take him out of the game. That's what I'm hoping for this
headshot.
Year.
Nice.
No, not a headshot.
No,
clean.
You got to take him
clean.
Out. Clean.
Clean.
Well, you got to knock him out.
Well, I think if Shaq Mason hits that guy.
Is it Barry Church was the guy,
Church.
Right?
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
still there?
Yeah.
Still there.
Guy. He'll stay back there. He's not coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go to church after this.
Do the thing from Newhart again. What other 80s sitcom references can we drop in our last?
Why don't I try to leave 20
18 minutes.
I'm watching that play again.
Do you know what?
Not as bad as you thought.
Not a terrible play.
I don't know where you're really supposed to hit him, but I mean, it was high. He launched.
Oh, from that angle, it looks so bad.
He launched
from the back angle.
Yep.
It does.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. He's looking just to hit him up high.
I'm telling you, man. With wrapping up calls here with Paulie leading things off, that really it really goes to show you how you could really develop some sort of a show on NBC Sports Boston, where you put him on a telestrator, and he's got Gronk in the left and Dorsett out to the left. He's running a skinny flag post to the right.
Well, this is a natural progression for you, though. You are now a television star. Now, after you star on the TV, then you start producing shows. Right. So this is the next logical step for you.
Sometimes
why don't you make this your pet project? Get this thing on the air.
Yeah.
The Pauly,
Ken,
and Jungle O Show.
I don't know.
Come up with a name, come up with a concept.
PKJ.
Do you think Jungle O would show up every Friday? That would be my only question. It's a long ride from Brockton.
Too early would be the problem.
Get him a driver.
Be doing laps in the parking lot.
Never know what kind of fake cop car he has. I think he has a Jeep now.
No, I think, didn't he have a new vehicle again? Someone sent us a picture of another new vehicle.
Another Ford, yes, I think.
It's something new. He's got something new that he's driving. New to you, as they say.
Right. Is that Ernie Bach new to you?
Hey, yeah, it's a new to you. It's not exactly new.
Yep. One person's junk is another person's treasure. Yeah.
All right. I want to give our final thoughts on this game before we get to the takeaways today. So everything we know about this Patriots team tells you that they will be the better prepared team to play this game on Sunday. And in a strange way, what is a big game in week two, a sneaky big game in week two against a team that could be a playoff team, a team that could come into the equation of playoff rematches or playoff home field. We also have to factor in that, you know, this could be a rematch in the AFC title game. You know, you could see this team again in the same spot you saw them a year ago. Even though it's on the road, everything you know about this team tells me they'll be the better prepared team. And on top of it, I don't think Jalen Ramsey's comments helped this week.
No, but I mean,
their cause, not the Patriots' cause. I don't know that it helped Jacksonville's cause and all this, because if for some reason it didn't feel like a big week, he helped make it feel like a big week.
Yeah, and here's the problem. And he's a good player, and he can help make up for that, because sometimes he does walk the walk. But the more this week went on, and the more we heard from guys like Doug Marrone, and talking to RJ Bell there kind of triggered something there about, you know, Belichick's got the edge in the coaching. You know, he likes the Patriots in his spot. This game is so big for the town of Jacksonville and for the Jacksonville franchise. Going back to April, probably had this thing circled. And you know other teams that have done this, the Rex Ryan Jet games. Can't wait. They're coming in. I ain't kissing the rings. The disrespect card that they play, because they want to be the new bully in the schoolyard. And I think that's what they're trying to do. I don't know if Doug Marrone could take the emotion out of his team in this game and make them focus and make them play good, sound football. They have talent, but ultimately when it gets to it, does he allow this sort of to take on a Cincinnati Bengal type feel? Meaning where they've got talent, they run around, they like to hit, but you could take advantage of teams that are overconfident, too much emotion, instead of being more cerebral and understanding and focusing on what the game's actually doing. That's why Gronkowski, and you hear how he approached it, I'm going to continue to approach it and work the way I always work. And they flex me out, they flex me in, whatever it is.
What is it, a 1 o'clock start there on Sunday?
No, 4:25. And he said, oh, good, four. Oh, it's a 4 o'clock. No, 4:25.
Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand. Jesus. With the fake promos, it was a good week. All five of us in the room together for five straight days. We'll get to all of it next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's it.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Take away that excess weight for life, or just take away the intern sandwich, and that way he can't eat, and he'll lose all kind of weight. Hell of a day here Friday today.
A lot of people stepping up, though, bringing them lunch.
Yep.
That was nice.
Good job. I think the office responded appropriately.
They sure did. A lot of nervous people calling people out, you know.
They did.
I like how they buried the sandwich, though, in the big trash can.
I love the different theories, though. We have some good ones. Oof. Good theories as to who took that sandwich.
Evil.
Nice. All right. It's Fake Promo Friday, gentlemen.
Oh.
So we all hear the promos during the week.
Ready.
These are the promos that we think are a more accurate representation of what this show is all about.
What it should be, right.
Yes.
3 days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All right, 1946, the last time the Red Sox won 100 games.
100 wins.
Yes, 100 wins.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I thought there was a better call during the week that, you know, my doesn't really stand up to the
yeah.
colors.
Oh, that one made the cut, huh? What made the cut? What happened to the standards in that back room? You guys usually have very high standards for these promos.
It may be in there. You never know.
It was just an excuse so we could play the... All right, moving on.
Go.
Jason 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Did you just turn my computer off, Zo, by leaning on it? Thank you. Yeah, that's great. All right, well, I guess we won't be listening to John Gruden. Well, you touched something back there, and now, as you can see, the screen is dead.
Still making noises.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, Beetle.
It wasn't totally dead.
Nope, it was just
the ability to go.
Mostly dead.
It just looked dead. Yeah. Sort of like Fred's cat.
Did that cat die yet?
It just looks dead. It's not actually dead.
Is there a GoFundMe for that cat?
I don't know, but I think the bigger revelation today is that Jim Murray brings his cat to cat dialysis 2-3 days a week.
I think cat.
Cat dialysis. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've never been a cat person, but
for years?
I think having a cat tells you something.
Been happening for years.
Tells you something about the person as a cat.
I think
you not have a dog?
He's a very nurturing person. I've had cats and dogs.
Yeah, cats are aloof. They go and they scratch crap.
Have you ever had a cat in your home, like as a kid or as an adult?
I went to a person's house that had a cat, and I went to touch the cat and pet it. The cat freaked and like scratched my face, and I was like, I've never been a cat guy after that.
Well, one
freaky cat, man, skittish cat.
I don't mind cats. I like dogs better, but I don't.
Yes,
like cats.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, you don't like it? Oh, there's someone on Twitter that's like, why don't you go back to your basement, pal?
Yeah.
You're a dishonorable discharge
cut your
for
grass.
You.
Why don't you go cut your grass?
Yeah, why don't you go cut your grass?
That's a zinger.
Okay. Sarge out.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That's pretty good.
The Sports Hub.
That's pretty good.
Almost sounded a little like Troop. Had like a troop
blended
to it.
Troop and Sarge.
Yeah, there's. I mean,
oh my God! Imagine actually putting those two together in real life and them creating a sports radio baby.
I see Troops on Instagram now. He has some interesting followings.
Oh,
Troop.
Yeah. So, ooh.
Never mind. You have to go look.
A couple of fine looking women.
Yeah.
Porn stars.
I think they're models. Some
models.
Sort.
Yes.
Some kind of model.
The Instagram models. That's a legitimate profession. Jim, moving on.
Jason 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Do you know what Van Morrison's nickname is?
I do not.
The Belfast Cowboy.
I like it.
The Jets are going to give us a run this year.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was a full call of non sequiturs there.
You know what?
None of it was making a lot of sense, but it was point by point by point.
Got to the Bruins like 4 seconds after that.
Bruins, Jets, Van Morrison, everything.
The nut job's back on hold if you want to go to him real quick. What the hell does he want?
I can't do it.
You can't?
Oh, I can't. Hold on. Paulie and Dedham.
What?
Quickly.
Yeah, I believe I spoon-fed Jungalo in the parking lot after the game the other day. Is he a heavy-set white guy? It sounded just like him. He wouldn't say he was. He wouldn't say he wasn't.
Do you have sort of a crew cut?
He heard us cranking the Crows and the Allman Brothers. He was parked a few times. He came over.
That's a shtick.
Crew cut or no?
He was short hair. He was short hair. And it sounded jolly. I kept asking him. He said he wouldn't say he wasn't. I shared my steak with him.
Did he have a ticket to the game?
Was he carrying a bunch of bananas?
Did he have a ticket to the game?
Was he wearing overalls?
I flipped my steak with him. I cut a piece. I take a bite. I cut another piece. I gave the next piece to him.
The Peter names, like Kate or Brian. Is it intelligent? Is it money?
Because basically no salary.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zo could figure out that bad phone caller like nobody else.
Jim, what would have been even better?
He knew exactly what he was saying.
After five seconds of Polly's phone call, that's when he hit the outro.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Wow. I'm glad you could hear that, guys, though.
I did.
By the way, if the guy had a ticket to the game, that was not Jungle.
Definitely not him.
Not
that's
Jungle.
Why post-game doesn't make a ton of sense there.
There's no boom box and no bananas. It was not
And Black Crows doesn't really sound like his thing.
No, no. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Jason 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's intercepted.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bess Mowins here with Brian Greasy getting set for Monday Night Football.
We said that at the exact same time.
Intercepted. There's something about the play-by-play swing, guys.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All right, what you gonna do with all that junk inside your drunk, your trunk? What you gonna do? You're not gonna get love drunk on those humps. You're gonna call Waking 180 Weight Loss right now.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They loved it. They actually called. They said they love it.
Proud sponsor.
They said, get the music in there next time. Uh-huh. Hit me with my money.
That is so bad.
Money.
It's so bad.
I get you love drunk off my humpy humps. My humpy humps.
What is
humps.
That?
That's a Fergie.
No, I know what the song is. What was it? What did you?
Oh, Waking 180 Weight Loss Room. Yeah. What are you going to do with all that junk in your trunk? I get you love drunk off my humps.
Last one.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, Beetle's been holding it during his. It does the
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, but he does. No, it does not do the same thing. It. Just leave your hands off it.
It's in an awkward spot.
It's awkward.
And you have to hold it. You gotta remind yourself.
Okay.
Bend
now
over.
Let go.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You really can't get the mic to the perfect level.
That right there needs to be like one of those imaging things that we come back from breaks from. Mm. Like, you know, that.
Mm. Just money.
Oh my god.
We tried to have an orgy, it just didn't take.
What? It just didn't take.
You're freaking. I love you, you're a freak. Give me one more. Come on, two more times before we get off air.
One more. It's broken.
Zo, we'll talk to you Sunday.